You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
I don't know if many of you have noticed the recent developments out of the Dubai Tradeport Corporation. There was some news that hit that a senior executive at the Dubai Tradeport was simultaneously working as an executive for that entity, but also for another public entity. And that sparked conversations around conflicts of interest, transparency and accountability within public institutions. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the Chief Executive Officer of the Chartered Governance Institute of Southern Africa, Stephen Sadi, joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Stephen, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with an overview of what happened here. How did we get to a point where a senior executive had more than one source of income or source of employment with accountable institutions?
Good evening, Jimmy. Well, from what I understand, there was a whistleblower inside the Dubai Tradeport, and that person notified them that they'd seen her as an official in the Eastern Cape Tourism Agency. And obviously that was brought to the notice of the senior executives and action was taken. So that's how it all happened.
Stephen, let's take a look at corporate governance and what this effectively means for that. I mean, respective entities have boards in place, have executives in place, and these individuals are tasked with managing and overseeing these entities in their best interests. And of course, alongside that comes things like conflicts of interest and the need to avoid conflicts of interest. What does this kind of development mean for all of that?
Well, Jimmy, it's quite straightforward. She held two jobs simultaneously in the public service, which it's a criminal offence in the Public Service Act. So you cannot hold two jobs simultaneously in the public sector. She obviously did it without the knowledge of her employers. They were in different provinces. Maybe that's also why it wasn't picked up, because often the state has the per cell system, and they can pick up your salary and so on. But one was in the Eastern Cape and the other one was in KZN. It's obviously a major problem that a person who was working remotely in KZN was able to be in the Eastern Cape, I think East London, and for 18 months hold two jobs. It's quite extraordinary that no one picked this up beforehand. You know, who was monitoring her work? Did she not attend any meetings at the office? You know, it is completely unbelievable that she could get away with it for so long. Now, basically, had this junior official not picked it up, I think it was in the annual report of the Eastern Cape Tourism Agency that he saw her photo and so on, she might have got away with it for much longer.
Stephen, can we take a look at the governance risks this puts forward? You mentioned, of course, that operate or being employed by two public entities at the same time is a criminal offence according to our government and according to our laws. But let's look at governance risks, let's look at ethical leadership, let's look at all of the other things that underpin senior executives and the expectations that are placed on those senior executives. Things around honesty and integrity as well come to mind here.
So she was earning a salary of 4.2 million at the Dubai Tradeport. And then I believe another 1.3 million in the Eastern Cape. You know, I would have thought a 4.2 million salary is quite sufficient to get by. it's not a low salary, but again, you know, you have a lot of officials in the public sector, unfortunately, suffer from a disease called greed, and people always want more. You know, you can get away with it for so long. Sometimes you never get caught, but of late we're seeing more and more examples where people are being exposed and they are being caught. And it's just unacceptable. You know, these are civil servants who're supposed to be working with taxpayers' money and supposed to be doing an honest job. And if you're holding two jobs simultaneously, one can still talk about, you know, moonlighting and then having a side hustle on the weekend and so on. That's a different story. These are two full-time jobs that she managed to get, you know, run along with for quite a long time.
Stephen,
in terms of... Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
where do you think the oversight, or where do you think the kind of the ball dropped here to be able to apply for two jobs and be given both jobs?
Well, a lot of dishonesty on the part of the individual. So it's quite possible the people in the Eastern Cape didn't know about it. What I found quite strange is now that it's out in the open, it's just in the Sunday Times and so on, and been on the ENCA. The Dubai Trade Port has already taken criminal action, laid criminal charges against her, and taken action. The Eastern Cape Tourism Agency, they said it's a confidential matter. They have not even suspended her or fired her or raised any of those issues. They're hiding behind the remuneration and the employment issues around an employee are confidential. I found that quite strange. I mean, it's in the national agenda. I mean, it's on radio stations and so on. And the Eastern Cape Tourism Agency just pretends as if nothing's happened. The first step, they would have to suspend her. It's actually illegal in terms of the Public Service Act to hold two jobs simultaneously, and it can't be done. Now, obviously, the systems are not integrated, so presumably the KZN and the Eastern Cape systems don't talk to each other. But be that as it may, she was completely dishonest in trying to undertake this. I always wonder how someone who works from home, do they never have to go into the office for meetings and things like that? She was there for, I think, 4 years at the Dubai Trade Port. And I don't know, she doesn't seem to. It is a problem when people work from home and they actually abuse that privilege. Clearly in this case, it was completely abused. I mean, other people might just take an hour off or 2 hours off and go to the shops and so on. But this is a complete abuse of remote working. I'm surprised that such a senior official, she's a senior executive there, I think in corporate services, and she was able to get away with this for over a year at least. Whether the Eastern Cape Tourism Agency did their due diligence is another issue. When you employ someone, you should be Googling them and seeing where they appear. I would do that for any interview. Just look on Facebook and LinkedIn and so on, just to get an idea of the people I'm going to interview. It seems that no due diligence was done on this woman. Whether she actually lied and said she had resigned, what did her LinkedIn profile say? All these kind of things, that any HR person worth their salt would have done that kind of homework when they appointed her, and they obviously didn't.
Corporate governance and due diligence are coming into focus as we look at quite a bizarre turn of events from an employment perspective. The public sector being very clear around the employment conditions, especially as a civil servant. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Chartered Governance Institute of Southern Africa CEO Stephen Sadi joining us to take a look at quite a bizarre development around leadership and what it potentially means for those that are looking for employment, I suppose.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.